Goodbye. Goodbye, dear.
It was nice to meet you.
Goodbye.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, see you Sunday then.
I told her you really have no time to see her, but she insisted on waiting right here.
I won't take very long. Just a few minutes.
I know what brings you here, but I'm afraid it's too late for regrets. I warned you before, didn't I? I'm afraid there's nothing I can do now for you.
Excuse me, Mr. Azeen. I have not come all the way here to ask for your help. In fact, I'm not here for my own case. I would like to talk to you about someone else. About your sister. Mahtab Azeen. I hope you will forgive me for coming all the way here and meddling in your family matters. But Mr. Azeen, your sister is so lonely. She has no friends. And someone should really help her. I'm sure if you take the first step, she will take the next.
You're wrong, you know. I've tried many times, but Mahtab is just so stubborn. She won't even talk about the subject, you know. I'm surprised she's told you her life story.
This is proof enough that she's fed up with living alone and needs to talk to someone.
I don't mind talking to Mahtab as many times as it takes, but the main obstacle is Mahtab herself when it comes to her relationship with her mother. It's been years since Mother repented for what she did in the past, and now that she's ill, her only wish is to see her daughter.
Well, then it shouldn't be too hard. We only need your help.
If two women don't want to make peace, then no man. No man can do anything, even if those two women are mother and daughter.
Mr. Azeen, Mahtab is far more tired and lonely than you think she is. I'm sure it's just her pride that stops her from coming forward. Please, just try once more to end the separation between the two of you.
Okay, then. I'm fine with that. In fact, I think I'm also to blame for what happened, so I won't spare any effort. Let us see what I can do this time.
I knew this issue really mattered to you. Thank you.
By the way, don't you want to talk about your case anymore?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Are you happy with your child's situation now? Have you already come to terms with it?
Mr. Azeen, you know very well that I'm not doing well at the moment. Why do you want to remind me of my silly mistakes?
I had no such intention, you see. I'm really not sure if your decisions are any worse than the choices I made in life, but I will tell you this, my dear. I'd be glad to help you in any way I can. To me, you see. To me, you're far more than just a mere client.
I'm sorry for taking your time.
Hello? Who is this? Oh, hi, dear Terang. How are you? No need to worry. Amir is doing fine. Just fine.
Whatever it is, tell me. Where did you say you were? Goodness, the things you do, Terang. You're going to get me in big trouble.
Hello, Balor.
Hi.
You were so late.
It wasn't easy to get out. Sarah asked me 100 times where I was going. Now tell me what it is. I have to get back.
Balor, I'm begging you. You have to do something for me.
What must I do?
I want to see Amir without Sarah knowing about it.
To do what? You've dragged me downstairs to tell me this? How can we do such a thing?
We can if you help me.
No, I won't help at all. Tell me, have you lost your mind, Terang? Do you know what Sarah will do if she finds out?
But she won't find out. Just bring Amir to the courtyard. Say you both need some fresh air.
Don't even think about it. Never, ever. Sarah doesn't even let me feed the baby. Then you want me to bring him outside? Sarah doesn't leave him alone for a minute. You have no idea how she dotes on him.
Yes, but there must be a way. Doesn't Sarah ever leave the house?
She does, but I won't bring the baby downstairs.
Please, Balor, I beg you. Do it just once. How can you not help me?
Sarah sometimes attends childcare classes.
Okay, this is really good.
But I don't dare bring the baby downstairs.
And I can't go upstairs. The guard won't let me.
You shouldn't come through this door. Oh, please, God, forgive me. You should come through the parking lot. No one will suspect you. We mostly go out shopping through the parking. I'll tell you how. Oh, enough already.
Thank you.
He's in his room?
Yes, he's there. For God's sake, don't be long. Sarah will be back soon.
Okay. Yes, who is it? Hello.
Hello. I hope this isn't a bad time.
No, I'm glad you came. It's good to see you here.
I've come to see Mahtab. Is she here?
Yes, she is. I will call her now. Miss Aref, could you please come for a second?
Hello, Mahtab.
You still like white flowers?
This is Mali's brother, right, Mother?
Yes, it's him. Of course, he's changed so much.
Naturally, many years have passed.
He's become fat and bald.
I haven't seen him recently. It's been so long. What's Azar doing?
Her legs ache, and so does her back.
She was a hairdresser in those days, as I remember, right?
Yes, indeed. That's why she has
leg pain. Yes, I see. There's no news of her.
Actually, her main pastime is coping with pain.
Poor woman.
Oh, stop it. Do you remember the fight on Azar's wedding night? That happened many, many years
ago.
Indeed,
indeed. As they say, there's always a fight on wedding nights. It happens all the time.
Oh, yes, it was terrible. I'll never forget it.
The stars are big and bright tonight. But I mean, everyone's waiting to hear your opinion.
About what?
About the ceremony.
Which ceremony?
But I mean, how can you forget?
Look where you're going, boy.
Oh, sorry.
Can you understand I can't marry Parisa?
Yes, I understand.
Then help me.
I want to set the date for the wedding and the ceremony before now.
There's no way on earth that I could marry her.
I decide on wedding conditions, and you have to marry Parisa.
Ramin, stop trying so hard. Don't you remember after you quit school, I asked you to come and live abroad with me? But you refused to come because you said, what about my mom? When I returned, I said, let's start up a business to get rich. Again, my mom. You know what? You're a mama's boy.
Hello?
Is it Dr. Alba?
Yes, it's me.
Have you lost anything today?
I'm supposed to ask you permission if I can fall in love. I'm in love, can you understand?
You fell in love?
Who's the guy you're coming home with?
It's none of your business.
Look, I care about the chastity of the female member of my family. I lose my mind.
Shut your mouth.
She's a doctor. She's very high class and...
What else have you done, you rat? What happened? Where are you taking him? Officer, please.
Give me her home number. I'll talk to her parents and invite them over for dinner on Friday.
Unfaithful on iFilm.
Oh, look at Agdas, oh my.
Is she still alive?
No, God bless her. Poor woman.
This one's sister went abroad, right?
No, she's in the States.
I see.
Well, I don't know now.
Yes.
But this photo was taken on the picnic day.
Yeah, she lost so much weight recently. Yes, I saw her
ill.
A while ago. She was too thin.
She's fine.
She said she was on a
I
diet.
I wonder how she
Wow,
looks.
They had so many kids.
All these folks are
and
polarized.
Beautiful kids. Look at that.
Poor thing.
Her sister went abroad, right?
To the States.
Yes, she always wanted to go abroad.
They're so deep
I
in conversation, they didn't even notice me leaving the table. So anyway...
Yes, that summer they'd gone to the beach, remember?
It's the other way around. Now I'm afraid no one can separate them from each other.
This is Marianne.
She
oh, the
has
graduation
two kids.
Party.
Both of them
I've
just
never
wonderful.
Seen Mahtab so cheerful. You did a really great thing.
And it was you who helped me big time. If it weren't for you, this reunion may not have happened. Of course, I'm happier than both of them because I don't need to worry
Marianne
about mother anymore.
Have kids.
To me, that is such a relief. I feel so light. I don't know, maybe if I were a few years younger, I too could plan for my future, but now it's too late. So much time lost. Do you not think so too?
I have no idea. I mean, I think that each person can decide for his life better than anyone else.
And are you doing that yourself?
My future is nothing but a mirror. I have to take back my child at any price. I remember you predicted such a day that would come back then. I didn't understand it, though.
I should get going now. I've got so much to do. Plus, I feel like I'm the one who's the odd one out here. If you need any help, just call me, please. I only wish the best things for you, Tarang.
Thank you.
eyes to be shut. Sorrow is for shedding tears. You won't know until you come. Come crying, oh friend. Cry more. The winds of forgetfulness tears down the torn banner of old memories and carries it away to far-off places. And nightingales sing songs of mourning with the words of silence. On the roads covered with thorns and salt, with cracked feet, I walk. Rimming with the night and the moon. Which star is crying for me on the other side of the road to help me pass through the dreadful streets of death?
I've heard he's been up since early this morning. He's taken a bath, shaved, and changed. He's waiting for you. It's actually no wonder. The poor man is tired of us.
I don't know what I'm so worried about. I have a weird feeling. I just don't want to leave Amir and Father even for one second.
Have you spoken to your father about your going abroad?
No, but I'll talk to him tonight. I'm hoping he doesn't say no. You can never predict what he'll do, especially now he's unwell.
Don't worry about his health. He's not so ill that it will affect his decision-making. Come on, let's go. Don't keep him waiting any longer.
Hello, Mr. Ghaffari.
Hello.
Welcome home, hello.
Amir. My dearest
Did
Amir.
Did you say hi to Grandpa?
Come, sweetie pie.
Yeah?
Yes. Let's go.
This cutie.
Thank you. Hey.
God's peace
be
upon Muhammad.
Let's go
inside. And his household. Welcome.
Yes. Did he sleep easily?
Indeed. He's a sound sleeper. Am I interrupting your rest, Father?
Well, I'm resting all the time.
It's so good to have you here at home. Tonight, after a long time, I finally feel peaceful. The Ghaffaris are a family again.
Yes. But incomplete and scattered.
We've been through so much. Death, illness, separation. But it's over. We will spend the rest of our lives in peace and happiness. I have many plans.
I'm afraid I may not live to see all your plans.
Father, please, I'm begging you.
I'm serious. Now, what are these many plans?
The firmest and most serious one is to change the surroundings around us.
You mean you're leaving this home?
Leaving this home? The city? This country? I've spoken to Uncle Nasrat about living with them. He was so happy to hear it. I've given all the documents to Mr. Yusefi to start the process.
You want us to go live with Nasrat, eh?
Not forever. Only as long as we can decide what our future will hold, that's all. We may return to Iran very soon.
But why?
Why what, Father?
Why should we go abroad?
I think there's no harm in trying. At the very least, the change of scene will make us feel a whole lot better.
What about Amir, then?
That should be obvious. We'll be taking him with us.
How about Tarang? She knows?
I'll let her know. I wanted you to be the first one to know about this plan.
What if she doesn't agree?
That won't matter. Anyway, we're the baby's guardians. There's no need for her consent.
But she's his mother. It's just not right. You must have her consent.
She will agree. I'll meet her tomorrow to inform her of this plan. Don't worry, Father. I'm sure she'll give her consent. Now you'd better take your medicine and sleep, because it's getting late. Sleep, Father.
Yes, who is it? Hello. How come? Is something wrong? About what? Well, why don't you say it now? Okay. Yes, I know. Goodbye.
Thank you. Are you coming, Father? It's late, and Yusefi's waiting.
I'm coming!
Balur, I'm telling you again. If anything happens, call me at once, okay?
Sure, don't you worry about it.
Goodbye, Balur.
Goodbye, Mr. Ghaffari.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Balur.
Hi, how are you?
Is Amir in his room?
Yes, of course he's there.
When are they returning?
At most in 2 hours or so. Did you wait too long? Tell me, did you hear me at all? Are you all right today?
Balur, I have troubled you so much. Please forgive me.
What's up with you today? What are these things you're saying?
Will you forgive me?
Forgive you for what? What are these things that you're saying to me?
Just answer me, Balur. I have asked you to forgive me.
Oh, you're really gone crazy, huh? Fine, okay, I'll forgive you. Happy? Now go to your child before they come back.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Yusefi, how are you? Yes, we're coming. Why, what's happened? Oh, dearie me. My condolences. No, it's okay. We'll put it off for tomorrow morning or something. Really, don't worry. It's okay. Convey my condolences, all right? Goodbye, then.
Who was that?
It was Yusefi. His brother-in-law's passed away and he can't make it to the meeting today.
What should we do now?
Nothing. We can just do this work tomorrow. Now go back home. Couldn't be better, really.
I've brought you some fruit.
Thank you. I'm not having anything now.
Hello.
What took you so long to open the door, Balur? I was worried.
Hello, how are you?
Are you okay?
You're back so early.
This mess? Why is the baby on the floor and why are his clothes all over the place?
No reason. I wanted to organize them.
Well, my dear honey. Hey there. Shh, now. You sleep here. You just sleep here and I'll be back real soon. Don't worry about a thing, darling. Now tidy up the room before I come back.
Thank you.